Now it's time for our daily Bloomberg Law Brief, exploring legal issues in the news. And the Law Brief is brought to you by American Arbitration Association. International trade or business dispute resolve faster with the International Center for Dispute Resolution, the leader in alternative dispute resolution around the world, ICDR.org. Today, Bloomberg Law host Jim Grasso and Greg Storr discuss the third day of Neil Gorsuch's Senate confirmation hearings. They speak with Ilya Shapiro, a senior fellow in constitutional studies at the Cato Institute, and Alicia Bannon, senior counsel of the Brennan Center's Democracy Program.
Ilya, what's your reaction to the questioning by Senator Dick Durbin of Neil Gorsuch about the Supreme Court opinion which rejected Gorsuch's position on the educational rights of disabled students?
The sort of misfire that Dick Durbin is known for, questioning Judge Gorsuch based on the writings and certain things that the testimony of his doctoral advisor, trying to peg him as anti-woman and anti-gay in some way. This is a non-issue. Clearly, the senators are grasping for straws because Gorsuch is pretty much sailing through. There's not really red meat to grasp onto. Now, notably, he's not saying that much about the hot-button cases like abortion or guns or anything like that. All nominees act the same way in that respect. There are some heated exchanges with Sheldon Whitehouse over money in politics and things like this, of course, but I'm not sure that the hearings are changing anybody's votes one way or another.
Alicia, do you agree that senators are grasping at straws, or have you heard things that in your mind should disqualify Neil Gorsuch from the Supreme Court?
Well, I mean, look, he hasn't answered a lot of the questions that have been posed to him. And, you know, in fairness, that's a critique that I have had of, you know, many past confirmation hearings that, you know, they have not lent themselves to really substantive discussions of, you know, how these nominees kind of understand their role as a judge or approach the Constitution, approach legal reasoning. And my own view is that, you know, absolutely, particularly cases that have previously been decided by the Supreme Court should be fair game, and these nominees should be expected to answer questions about how they would have ruled in cases that have already been decided. And I don't think that puts any future I don't think that puts at risk any future cases, because it puts them in the exact same posture as all the other judges on the court who have already, you know, who participated in those cases and whose, you know, reasoning is already a matter of public record.
And that's Alicia Bannon, senior counsel of the Brennan Center's Democracy Program, and Ilya Shapiro, a senior fellow in constitutional studies at the Cato Institute, speaking with Bloomberg Law host Jim Grasso. You can listen to Bloomberg Law weekdays at 1 p.m. Wall Street time here on Bloomberg Radio.
And there you have this morning's Bloomberg Law Brief. You can find more legal news at BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com. Attorneys will find exceptional legal research and business development tools there as well. Visit BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com for more information.